Well, as I was mentioning last week, I continue to be delighted and surprised in the best possible way by how the lectionary takes us places that we need to be without any planning on our own part. And sometimes the lectionary actually almost has a touch of irony to it. And I think that's part of what we're getting today. Although perhaps not. Maybe it's just a different way to look at it, because what we're going to be thinking of today, and the little time we spend here, is newness. And when we think of saying goodbye to people, we don't necessarily think of new. And that makes sense. We don't think of old, but we think of what's in the past, because when we're saying goodbye to people, we're remembering all of the times we've had together, mostly good, of course, but we also remember the times that we have shared suffering and difficulty together, and it makes the leave-taking that much more difficult. But it's still something that we need to do. And so I was wondering if there was somehow I could take the lectionary and move it into a corner somewhere and we could spend the whole time reminiscing or something. But, well, first of all, I couldn't. And second of all, I shouldn't have even tried. And instead, what I found myself coming back to over and over again was just a small portion out of the epistle reading, out of Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. And it's right at the very end. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And as I was thinking about that, something struck me in a new way, as is so often the case. And it struck me and pushed me into where the sermon title is, which is still new. New is a really tricky word in many ways, because it has lots of different, not so much meanings, but different applications, or it appears in different things. One of the things that all of us experience as we get older, and as we have even a very peripheral understanding of the culture around us and fashion and trends, is we get to watch our children discovering something that's brand new that we've lived through who knows how many times. I remember when I was a kid, the movie American Graffiti was making a big splash. And so suddenly there was all this late 50s, early 60s rock, and I was going, this stuff is fabulous. And my dad just went, ugh, I lived through that once. I'm going to have to do it again? And yes, he did. That was just the way it is. There's an article making its way through the internet, and I think it's something along the lines of 10 or 11 things that it's directed particularly to men who are aware at least somewhat of what they look like, and sort of fashion trends and that kind of thing, that men need to just get over. And so some of my coworkers were talking about it, showed up in some other social media things, and my only response was, I've already lived through some of these things twice. They're talking about getting away from wide, cartoony ties. And I thought, oh my goodness, I can remember the days when a tie wasn't a tie if the points didn't touch your suit jacket when it wasn't done up. You remember those days? Weren't they awful? Well, they've come back, and they've come back, and now they're going out again, for which we are all grateful. So new is one of those things, because these people who suddenly discovered wide ties went, what a great new idea. And the rest of us are going, oh, please, no, not another one. So new is a tricky kind of word, because some things are new. A new baby is new. There's never been that baby before. There have been other babies, of course, but there's never been this one. A new day is a new day. This today has never been before. And the drive here, delightful as it was, a little more, not stress-filled, but when you leave a little bit later, you're a little more aware of your other drivers and their interest in looking at things as they drive slowly in front of you that you're not all that interested in seeing, perhaps. Today is new. And as I was looking at this text, I realized that for me, I had really missed something here. And I had always looked at this text from one particular interpretation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And I looked at that as an event, as something that happened and happened once. In the same way that a baby can only be new once, same way that today can only be new because it's today, it starts. I just put this in the same category. You know, a new song, which we all heard today. I'd never heard that song before. But next time I hear it, I will have heard it before. and it won't be new anymore. And I put that, and that's a perfectly acceptable use of the word new, but I put this text in there. And I thought, okay, at some point, I went from not being in Christ to being in Christ, and I became a new creation, and from that moment on, I began getting older and older in this creation. And I don't think that that is a wrong interpretation of the words of the text, but I think it misses what's going on. And it misses what's going on because it's so easy for us to look at our lives as a collection of events and just look at them in isolation and just have them plunk there, that happened, and it's done. And that's why, for example, we have such a problem with some of the things that Paul and other writers in the New Testament have about salvation, where they talk about salvation not as something that happened back then, but as something that's happening even now and will happen in the future, which you can do in Greek. Greek is a very interesting language. It's got all kinds of tenses that we don't have. I mean, we basically have the past and the present and the future, and I know we have more, but you know, that's more or less what we think of. But in Greek, you can talk about things in a more nuanced way. And it's been so long since I've done my Greek, I am quite happy to admit that I did not go to my Greek New Testament and do an exegesis on this passage. And instead, I looked at it from the perspective of, if God is going to save us in the past and save us in the present and save us in the future, why can't he do the same with new? Because the problem with thinking of new as happening and then it's over is that then what was new becomes old. For those of us who notice these sorts of things, most of us are well aware when our car goes from having the new car smell to having just a car smell. And if you're especially fond of that car, that's sort of a sad day. Because it's not a new car anymore. It might not be old, but it's not new anymore. And if we think of our transition from not being in Christ to being in Christ, to being created as a new thing then, and then just getting old, I think we miss something. Because I think we're being recreated as new creations all the time. And not in some kind of peculiar way that we're new and we have no connection with the past or anything like that. It's not like we're created from nothing over and over again, like when God created everything at the beginning of everything. It's rather that on an ongoing basis, the old can go and the new can come. Because that was one of the best parts about moving into that relationship with God through Jesus, is that that old, really unpleasant self, in my case, I'm not speaking for the rest of you, but for me, that there are all kinds of things that were part of that old me, that when they left, everybody was happy. Nobody missed any of those things. But it didn't just happen once. Because when I moved into my relationship with God through Jesus, I did not become perfect. I know this may be a shock to you, but it's not a shock to anyone who knows me, let me tell you. And of course, it's not a shock to you either. I wasn't made perfect. There were still things about me that needed to be fixed, that needed to be changed, and I needed to become a new person. A new and better person, a new and improved version of me. And that's still happening now. I'm still new. And as I pondered that text, I thought, we can celebrate this all the time, that the old has gone and the new has come. Because many of us have spoken about a new understanding of God, or a new understanding of a part of Scripture, or a new understanding of ourselves. These are authentically new things. The new continues to come. And in all of these areas, when the new comes, the old goes away. When I discover new things about myself and new understandings of God, when a text or a song or the Holy Spirit working directly upon my inner self helps me understand God in a new way, that old way that I had that wasn't as good passes away. And I'm still new. And this is what we can all be. Because it's not this relationship with God isn't a one-time, momentary thing, that, any more than any other relationship is. There are lots of things that just happen and then they're done. Your birthday, for example. You know, when I turned 30, there, it was done. Next day, I didn't turn 30 again. I'd never do that again. It just happens. You graduate from, you know, high school, if you did. You graduate from college, you do these, you get a new job, you leave a job, you retire, you move. It happens. But in this case, it happens and things change and things come from it and it can happen again. This is a new thing that can happen over and over again. I can't turn 30 again. Not sure I'd want to, really. I like, for the most part, I've liked the ages I've been, and you know, this is where I should be, and that's good. But some of these other new things I can do again. I can become new. I can become a new creation again. And it doesn't mean that I didn't become a new creation back then. It's not that I'm saying that, oh, I thought I was in Christ and a new creation, but I wasn't really. It's that newness can come to us over and over again. And we can become a new creation, which is good because there are parts of me that I need to, well, deal with. There are parts of all of us, I think, that we wish weren't there and that we need to be replaced or we need to become new people in this particular way. And we can. Moving into this relationship with God through Jesus, is like every other relationship. It continues to grow and change us and change it. Our relationship changes even as we do. And we can still be new. It doesn't mean that we're starting from scratch. The new creation that we become builds on the old, improves the old. In the same way that if you take your house and completely change one of the rooms in it, it's still your house. But it's a new room, isn't it? When we put new carpet in our house, we don't say, oh, here's our house with old carpet that we've never seen before, because that's silly. It's new carpet. We're working on the house we have in the same way that we work on ourselves. And we become new. And we're still new. For those of us who had a fairly dramatic new understanding of ourselves in God when we moved into faith, for those of us who had a dramatic change, sometimes we look at that and say, well, that's the only way new can be, when it was obvious. But that's not the case. New doesn't have to be comprehensively replacing everything. New just means that it's new. And we can be a new creation today. Many of us here have been in this relationship with God through Jesus for decades. And if we look at it as something that started back then and it's just continuing on, getting more old and more tired like I am, I think we'll really miss something. Because it doesn't have to be that way. We can continue to have that experience of being a new creation, that we can be new again. Because God is continuing to work within us. God didn't save us, if you will, once so we could be that way forever. He said, I want to be in a relationship with you so you can get better and better and become more and more who you are meant to be and who you were created to be. God says, I'm happy to make you new again every day. And we can still be new at any age. Not in the sense that we're starting from scratch and we know nothing. Because that's not the case either. When we're still new, we're being renewed. We're being recreated from the inside out. And to me, this is just a wonderfully encouraging bit. Because there are days when I wonder. There are days when I wonder, is there anything new for me? Or is this just the way it is? And then God breaks in again and says, no, I'm making something new, and I'm making it new within you and out of you. I think that's a wonderful thing. And I'm so happy that Paul put it in there, reminding us that when we're in Christ, we're a new creation. And we continue to be new and to be renewed. And so no matter how long we've been in the faith, no matter how long we've been in this relationship, we're still new.